May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all assembled be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Here we are, the Wednesday before Christmas. I actually cannot believe that Christmas is almost here. And I don't know if any of you have put this together or not, but maybe this is just a pastor thing and we think along these lines, but this is actually the first year in quite a few years that we've had a fourth Wednesday Advent service, midweek Advent service. You see, what typically happens is Christmas falls maybe during the week so close to the Wednesday before Christmas that we've just forego that service because we've got plenty of opportunities, right, with the children's Christmas Eve program and Christmas Day and then a Sunday. So sometimes there would be three more services right in a row. If we had one on Wednesday, then we'd have one Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, that's a little too much church, right? Maybe for some. But, you know, just so that we don't have people having to pick and choose which one, we sometimes forego that fourth Wednesday. Believe it or not, next year is going to be, yes, I've looked ahead to next year, 2017. It's going to even be more peculiar. We're not even going to have an opportunity to have a fourth midweek Advent service. Because the fourth Sunday in Advent is actually going to be Christmas Eve. So we'll have our fourth Sunday in Advent service Sunday morning, and then our Christmas Eve children's program Sunday evening, and then Christmas Day service at 10 on Monday morning. And there will not be a fourth Wednesday for a midweek Advent service. I don't know how that works. It just works that way. You know, Lent is so straightforward. You have a Transfiguration Sunday, and then you have Ash Wednesday, and then you have six midweek services, and then you have Maundy Thursday, Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. Every year, it never fails. But Advent's a little bit different because Christmas doesn't always fall on a Sunday. It's the 25th, right? So you probably got a little more information than you really wanted on that, right? But so we have a fourth one this year. And, you know, we've been going through the Advent wreath candles. And, you know, we've looked at love. We've looked at hope. We've looked at joy. And tonight we're going to look at peace. But it's been a little bit eye-opening, I guess, in the sense that we've talked a lot about how this time of the year is a joyous time, but yet at the same time, there's a lot of things that aren't so joyful about it. And I'm going to say that if there's one thing that a lot of us are looking for in the world today, and a lot of us may be looking for just in our personal life, is just a little bit of peace and quiet. I went and had an MRI done today. Never done that before. And I think I had my first IV today too, believe it or not. And they kind of missed a little bit, but it's all right. But I was sitting there thinking about tonight and peace. And, you know, having an MRI done, you're sitting there thinking, is there something really wrong? So you're kind of a little bit antsy, but yet at the same time, as I laid in that loud machine, I had no idea it made so much popping and snapping, and they told me to keep my head as still as I could keep it, but yet it kept moving around, and I'm sitting there, okay, that wasn't me. I didn't move. It moved me, but anyway. As I laid there and was thinking about tonight and peace, and then actually when I finally got out of the machine, that was actually, outside of the popping noise, that was pretty nice. Just to lay there. In fact, when I got up, I was a little bit lightheaded because I think I almost dozed off a couple of times. But it was kind of calming just to lay there after I kind of got the thought process out of my head that, what are they doing this for? But, you know, just laying there and calm, and it was really nice just to lay there and didn't have to think about really anything or worry about anything. And so I think a lot of us, if we think about our today, what happened today in our lives, if we think about what's happened the past week, if we think what's happened over the past months, just the hustle and the busyness of our lives, we could use just a little bit of peace. Peace and quiet. Now, peace, when we talk about peace, I guess it kind of comes, well, maybe in more forms than just one, two. But I was thinking, you know, peace, we have that peace just being quiet and still and peaceful. But then also we have this whole idea of wanting peace, wanting resolution to a problem, to a dilemma that we're faced with. We just want things to be over. And some of that could be medical issues. Some of it can be financial issues where we just want peace. We just want resolution to what's going on in our lives. So it can come really in both of those forms. In our gospel reading for this evening in John chapter 14, I think the disciples were experiencing a little bit of anxiety. Because what they were going through and what Jesus was actually preparing them for, he was actually preparing for them, or preparing them for him to leave. And this is the chapter 14, this is the first part where that's used a lot of times at funerals. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come back. And then we pick up with the section that was this evening. In that 14, verse 27, just reading it again, says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Jesus is trying to get the disciples ready because he's telling them, I'm not going to be with you very much longer. And he's trying to tell them that even in the first part, if when I leave, I'm going to come back. I will be back just as I promised, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And so he's trying to prepare them for his departure, and he uses this word, peace. I give you peace. But I don't give peace like the world gives. And I don't know how often people, probably including myself, we try to find peace in things of this world. And every single one of them has the potential, if they don't, to let us down. The things of this world just simply cannot give us the peace that we're looking for, or the peace that Jesus gives. One passage of Scripture that just really blows my mind away, it's in John chapter 20. And it's after Jesus has been raised from the dead. And the disciples are in the room behind the locked doors. You remember the scene? And I always wonder what they were talking about at that point. For one thing, they have no idea of where Jesus is. For another thing, they're probably worried that whoever got Jesus may be coming after them. And so their discussion is probably all about what has happened over the past few days, about how Jesus was arrested, beaten, crucified, placed in that tomb, and now he's nowhere to be found. And Jesus steps into that room with the doors locked. And what does he say? Four words. And the first one is our theme for tonight. Peace be with you. I don't know what the disciples felt like. And I was trying to think this afternoon, what kind of situation that I might have been in before, or maybe you can think of one that you've been in before, whether it was a, and I was thinking about this might be the way I feel when my MRI result comes back and says, there's nothing there. Well, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. And because I'll probably go, oh, wow, that's a relief. But that sense of just that resolution, just that calming sense of peace that comes over you, and maybe it's an exam that you fretted over, that you studied for, but you still weren't sure. And when you took the exam, I mean, you still weren't sure how you did on it, and you got your grade back, and you go, oh, that's great. I passed, or I made the grade I wanted to make. It's just that overwhelming sense of peace and relaxation. That's the kind of peace that I can only imagine the disciples felt when Jesus said, peace be with you. And that's the peace that he brings to each of us. That's the gift of peace. As we're talking about the gifts of Christmas in this series, that's the gift that God brings to us through his son, Jesus, that very first Christmas. I mean, we've got the banners up here, the Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7 or 6, I believe. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus is the true source of peace. When everything else in the world can fail us, Jesus will not. And he brings us that peace. And ultimately, he brings us that peace in knowing that he forgives us and that he promises us eternal life. In concluding this series, I say in concluding it, we're going to do one more on New Year's Eve. We're going to look at the gift of Jesus. We will have the white Christ candle in the wreath at that point. But concluding these four topics on hope and love and joy and peace, I pray that God does work that sense of peace in our lives, that we know that he came into the world to be our Savior, the one who came to give us hope, to give us joy in the midst of circumstances that aren't so good, and then also ultimately to give us that peace. Amen. And I don't know if you've realized this, but the part I usually say at the end of my message, now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep and guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. I've heard someone say before, and now may the peace of God that transcends all human understanding. If you've ever heard that, human is not in there. God's peace transcends all understanding. Not just human understanding, but all understanding. Amen.